This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Count up our categories today. The 4th of July, the best places in the United States to celebrate. And if a parent could pick a musical instrument for you to play, they would pick one of these 10. So musical instruments.
Quiet.
Those are your categories come up with. Your guess is as good as mine. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 206-421-ROCK.
We were just talking about, we went from hamburger helper to tuna casserole. Real quick and census in this studio, how many people here do not like tuna casserole?
Do not.
Do not.
I mean, I've never tried it, so I can't weigh
okay.
in on it.
All right, fair enough, Ted.
I like it.
You like
but
it?
I grew up eating it.
Okay, somebody here says, guys, I could make you a tuna casserole that I promise all of you would love. I don't want to call you a liar, so I'll just say instead that you're wrong.
I would have to assume that the one thing that you're going to do then is use fresh tuna.
That would make a big difference. Someone else says, tuna and pickles. I've heard that before, man. I just don't know. And a lot of people...
Well, tuna salad sometimes has relish in it.
Yeah, but that's not good tuna salad.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes tuna salad has a severed finger in it. That doesn't mean it should be part of the recipe. And a lot of people say, man, Kraft mac and cheese with strained tuna. I mean, a lot of people are saying that's the way to go.
All right.
And someone else, I like this. They sum it up best, I believe. They say, you know, all this talk about tuna made me think about my mom's tuna nuda casserole. I threw up a little. Haven't had tuna casserole in 26 years and never will again.
I'm not looking back on that.
Right.
You would have to bring it to me and give a fork with it on there, and I'll go, all right, I'll try it for sure.
Even then, I'll, go,
I'll try. I don't want to. But since you made it.
What do we have to plug your nose into your mouth open?
No, no airplane, nothing like that. I'd eat it.
No airplane.
Here it goes.
Here, Miley. Okay.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Tanner.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Random. Hola, guys.
Hola.
Tanner, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Random. Tanner, what video game, new or old, back in the day or now, were you best at, would you say?
Oh, man, that's kind of a bummer. It's what everyone does, Call of Duty.
Okay.
I
mean, why is that
a
bummer?
I actually have an old Nintendo still in the box, though, and I love playing, like, the old Mario, just jumping over the little thing, you know, jumping over thing, dodging the turtles, all that.
Yeah, the simple games that I like.
The best one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
look, you got to be. My understanding is, look, I don't play it. My kid has played it a little bit, but between Fortnite, Call of Duty, all this stuff, you got to be good at it or you're dead quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
period. Period.
How long can you play Super Mario? Or you're pretty good at that, I guess.
Oh, yeah, man. What's the one that's like you're down in the dungeon and everything? And that's like you just play for hours on that game or else you just start all over, you know?
Okay. All right.
I don't know, man. Like, Mario was fine. I liked the Super Mario Kart. I liked the racing game. But honest to God, man, like, I hadn't television when I was growing up, which is funny to say out loud. I was pre-Nintendo kids, and good at all those games because we owned it like most kids. But if I went to the arcade, one game I'd always play, me and my buddy Tony, I believe it was called Final Fight. All right?
All right.
And we would, so during the summer, I mean, we're just dumping quarters into this machine, and you could kind of pick your characters, whatever. The two of us, we would just tag team this man, and we kicked everyone's ass. You kept going up levels, all right? And we figured this out, and we knew we could get to the end. Well, at the very end, and it took a long time to get there, but at the very end of this game, the main villain this guy, Mr. Big was his name, just a big giant head, could shoot fireballs and all this thing. We have to collect all the weapons you could possibly get in the game. We have killed all the mercenaries and assassins they send after you, man. And we're like, this is the moment. Because just to get to the screen with this Mr. Big son of a bitch took weeks for us to get there. But as we kind of mastered each other, like, here we go. We fought him with every possible available thing that you could launch, that you could stab, that you could fire, that you could shoot, that you could stab, that you could poke. Yeah, we'd never beat him. Not once. I cannot explain. We had climbed the mountain of Final Fight, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm about to get to the top of Everest and somehow I step into a crevasse. 5 feet from the top and plummet.
That's the way I remember Mike Tyson's punch out being, too. Like, if you finally made it to him, it was like impossible to beat him.
Not unlike fighting Mike Tyson back in the day.
Right. People have agreed with me. Trying to land on the aircraft carrier playing Top Gun seemed impossible. But me and my brother, we were obsessed with Contra.
Oh, yeah.
And, right? We beat that one. And then later in life, when I used to still play games, now I'm gonna, this is going to date myself, but like when college football, when EA Sports still made college football, I just played it enough that I dominated that thing.
Sure.
Guys were winning Heismans. I mean, it was crazy.
You know, it's a stupid game. It's a stupid game. I don't even know why anyone does it, and I don't do it much, but if it pops up, I end up playing, and then you get absolutely sucked in this freaking Tetris.
Yep.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Right. There's nothing in this game, but for some reason, if you start doing it, you cannot pull yourself away from it.
Yeah.
Raise my ass, what video game, new or old, were you the best at? It's coming to a point in time where Atari is about to celebrate its 50th anniversary.
All right.
They're almost as old as KISW.
There you go.
And they got a bunch of things they're going to roll out. They have a first time ever interview with the founder of Atari. Atari came out in 1970.
He's never done a interview?
Nolan Bushnell, not that I know of.
Huh.
But he was the guy who did Pong. So Pong was the first Atari game. Which, to be honest with you, was mind-blowing. It was, I know it was.
You can play that. No, I don't care what anyone says. Your parents go, hey, you have no concept of what this is, and they hooked up all this crap to your TV. And they turned on your TV, and here's a game you could play. And yeah, it was two rectangles, basically playing tennis with a square.
With a square that was bouncing
and
back.
And man, we were gone down that wormhole for hours.
Yeah. And here's how it got crazy. The ball got faster.
Right.
Flip. Whoa, look out. Flip. So they got a bunch of different stuff they're doing for the fans and customers with their special golden anniversary sale happening now. They've got deals on the Atari VCS and exclusive 50th anniversary t-shirts and all the stuff at Atari.com. Then came the Atari 2600.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, you know, everything from, gosh, Asteroids, Missile Command, the game that it came with was called Combat, and God, it was terrible. It was a tank game.
But you didn't know it sucked at the time.
It was
Which Atari had Pitfall?
Pitfall was also included in the 2600.
That was later.
Yeah. That was when Activision started making games for the Atari, and they made some pretty good games for that console. Right,
yeah, because my brother is 7 years older, so Pitfall was like the one
Frogger
we played the most.
Was another good game. Atari came out with a 5200 after this. They kept going up in, as far as their stuff.
The thing is, the games didn't even have to be good. It was just the idea at that age where it's like, all right, you know, you go to the arcade all the time. You can play these at home. And I mean, you couldn't. Pac-Man
now,
at home.
Remember, 1981, 82 when Pac-Man came out for the Atari. It was $55.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a video game costs now.
Not much.
But it's
different.
Like a bag of weed, man. Is that what your
parents told you?
Well, it seems like the charge has been the same. That was a lot of money. And then you get this game and it sucks. So anyway, Atari, what are they going to do here? They got a couple different things, which I think is pretty cool. Just like when you go out and you remake a movie and everything else, Atari has games that are coming out on Stadia. And I know, geeks, that I don't know as much about this as you do. That is Google's gaming platform. But they're going to do a bunch of recharged, as they call them, games. So basically, newer versions of Centipede,
sure.
Black Widow, Asteroids, and Breakout. Breakout was the one that had the rainbow at the top.
Yeah, and you got to keep breaking it down.
You had to break the balls, and they would take away the layers until you could actually get the ball out. Then it would go to the top and knock all those
out. If I played this with my kids would be like, Jesus, dude, do you still read by candlelight?
I think they would actually like the games. I mean, you can. It doesn't look.
So my daughter would like the game. Look, my son likes to kill things. That's the beginning and end of all things that he wants to do. Sure, they'll work together and build stuff, but his payoff is murder. Like, homicide's the way to go. My daughter, on the other hand, she would love the breakouts or the centipedes or all these kind of fluffy games like that.
I still think Miss Pac-Man and Pac-Man, they hold up. Are the graphics great? No, they're campy as hell.
Right.
But it's still a fun game to play. Donkey Kong is the same way.
Sure.
it's not the greatest graphics in the world, but it's fun. I used to play this game all the time, Dragon's Lair, which was a cartoon.
Yes.
And I don't know what it was, the idea of being able to control a cartoon barely. It was hard to do. But I was sucked in. And again, this video game was either 50 cents or a dollar. It was not a quarter video game.
It was basically a fast-paced choose-your-own-adventure. It's like, okay, here's your spot. You go left, right, or to the center. You better choose it fast, otherwise we're just going to go ahead and kill off your character right now. When I was growing up, my old man got that for me for the computer, and I played it. I loved that game. That was awesome.
All right, what about Zelda?
That was a massive game for a while.
All right, so Zelda was huge, and then the first person shooter I remember was Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Doom was huge. You could only play that on like computers.
And I want to say, in the time that we have been in Seattle, as far as arcade game where you physically had to go somewhere, it was Golden Tee.
Oh, Golden Tee's great.
And Big Buck Hunter.
I could go
to any bar, and they had those in there, and there was a line to play those.
If you had a Golden Tee like at a garage sale, I'd be like, plug that thing in. Let me see if this thing works.
What was Golden Tee?
How much you want? You don't remember golf game with a big ball and you go,
oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, somewhere along the line.
Lands
sure
like this, kind of.
Yeah. Everybody's give it one shot.
And that in the USA, Russia bubble hockey game?
Sure.
Where the actual puck popped out.
Oh, yeah.
That music that played.
That one's still big. I was going to say,
it's basically foosball with a puck, right?
Yeah. It was a little bit easier, I thought, to control than foosball. I always had a hard time.
No.
Foosball and me were, I had a tough time with it.
Foosball, my guys were in a straight line. So no matter what I did.
Foosball.
You know, I didn't get good. I did not say that. I said it was easier for me to control just because all the guys are in a straight line, right? I make one hand adjustment, five guys are kicking the ball. The hockey thing, you know, you go to jam your guy out there and you forget, like, he is forced to veer off to the left or right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, his stick, you know.
I don't know.
I'm with Miles. I feel like I'm better at bubble hockey than I am at foosball.
I think me looking down the field is better than me looking side to side. Like, I can't, you know what I mean? The peripheral is not as good as if I'm in front, I can.
I see what you're saying. All right, that makes sense. I don't know if this person's joking or not. Where is it? Guys, the ARP website has official Atari games.
All right, sweet. Hey, here's another one for you. Speaking of first-person games, or, you know, you're shooting stuff, they had a game called, it was for the Commodore 64. It was called Dragon Slayer. Not Dragon's Lair.
Right, but
Dragon Slayer. And when you killed people, it was just bloody as all hell.
Right.
It had a parental warning on it.
That was like one of the first games. It was like, oh my God, dude, have you seen this? It was pixelated blood.
Oh, yeah. And people lost their mind. They're like, oh my God, you can't play that. You'll want to kill a dragon.
Yeah.
They're like, no, Mom, I won't. I just want it for my Commodore. Is that okay?
And Mortal Kombat takes over for that one. That one actually.
For sure.
Put in little still shots of people in that one.
Hell, they made a movie out of it.
They did.
Well, a couple of them.
And it was just as good visually as the game was.
Oh, and Mortal Kombat, like, I remember, like, when that switched over from you had to go to an arcade to play it so you could play it at home. Which was a massive, massive
game changing. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that, man. That's huge. You know, just the idea. It's never been available to you before. And suddenly, they say, hey, instead of going to the arcade, stay home. Invite your friends over. And your parents thought they were doing themselves a favor and saving money, right?
Would you go to what game would you play if you went to like an arcade on like a boardwalk right now?
Well, no, I have my choice of...
Depending on what they have.
But I mean, this is just assuming
right,
I have everything.
Right, just,
I'm going back to the game that I said. And by the way, I said Final Fight. It was not Final Fight. A caller corrected me. The game was Narc with Mr. Big in the back. I would play that game because I enjoyed it every freaking time I played. Without a doubt.
God. You're going to hate me. I'm going to say Miss Pac-Man. Just because I know I can get into different levels so I can play forever.
Yeah, I was going to say Skee Ball.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll play Skee Ball before a video game.
Pop a shot, anything like that. Yeah.
I'll play Skee Ball first.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, the kids are playing the Skee Ball.
If I can win a prize, I'll play that game.
I'll go to you in Skee Ball. Random.
I mean, I feel confident that I'm good at it, but I can't say last time I played.
I feel very confident that I'm good at it.
Would you not be better at it if you pitched it like you do cornhole instead of rolling?
No.
So I think I'd be better off hitting it through the air and dunking it than I am off the ramp and in.
Well, that's completely changing the rules of the game.
I don't care what the game is.
Well, whatever, I'm saying. If I could just throw that ball, I'd be better.
I mean...
Well, if they lowered the rims, I could dunk.
I know. I said the same thing. I agree with you.
Right.
I agree with you.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Susan, welcome to the show. Random question. All right, let's see. Okay, what were you told as a child, Susan, that you learned later was complete crap? Wasn't true at all. Anything that you were told as like a old wives' tale or something like that?
When we were really little, And my mom had three of us. So when we were really little and she'd take us to the doctor or wherever we needed to be in public, she would sit us down and unscrew our belly buttons. And if we stood up, our butts would fall off.
And how long were you believing this?
Probably till I was about 8.
So it worked.
This might be a good technique.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, got to hand it to her, man. She kept us seated.
That's strong. And also harmless.
Years ago.
Very, very harmless.
Did she steal your nose or anything like that?
Oh, you know, your grandpa did that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, don't.
And my grandpa, he used to tell me that he used to have hair on his head, but he looked down one day and it all fell onto his chest.
And you're like, that makes sense. Gravity at work. I didn't realize the kids didn't get the nose game. It was years ago. It was a 3-year-old kid, and I'm just kind of meeting them. So you're trying to like warm up to the kid. Mm-hmm. And we're getting along just fine, and I do the, hey, got your nose, right? This dude, he puts his hands on his face and starts bawling. And I'm like, what is he crying about? And they're like, he thinks you have his nose. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God. So he's running around. I got to chase this kid down, basically get him in a headlock and, quote, unquote, put his nose back on. And then he was fine. And I'm like, Kids are dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was told, like, don't sit too close to the television because it'll hurt your eyes.
Yep. Well, at the time they told us, I think there was some truth to it. Like,
there might have been.
Right, but now there's remember, not. But
it keeps people from still sitting in the front of a movie theater. Last seats taken all the time.
I always thought that was a neck thing.
Yes. Yeah, I think that is more of a neck thing.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Well, here's the one, and I was an adult, but I swear to God, I thought if you saw cows laying down, it means a good one.
Okay. Because somebody told you that, right?
Yeah, my mom told me that my whole life growing up.
I moved out here,
and somebody's like, that's not true.
Remember, if you make a face at someone, you know, your face is going to stick like that.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, man, we got like a 3-second grace period, but I was convinced that was true for a while.
They say you're probably taught these 16 ridiculous myths as a kid, but now it's time to learn the truth. As far as what you learned, it was complete bullcrap. Different parts of the tongue detect different types of taste. You might remember the map that had all the different sections on there. It says, this is your sour thing. This is your salty tip. This is your sweetness. That's crap. They're not grouped into little sections like that. So that's bullcrap. Cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Always heard that.
Cracking your knuckles does not increase your risk for arthritis. Johns Hopkins did say that habitual knuckle cracking may reduce grip strength over time.
All right, but not arthritis.
It's not the worst thing in the world, but not arthritis. Touching a baby bird will make its parents reject it.
Heard that one,
The bird falls into the water.
Right.
All right.
Don't touch it, mama will reject it. Absolutely believe that.
They're saving that bird, if it falls in the water.
Yes, they are.
They're out there in the canoes. They're ready.
Mm-hmm. I think they say this myth was likely circulated to encourage people not to disturb wildlife.
Fair enough.
That's all. That's basically all it is.
It's true for deer, though. Mm-hmm.
We only use 10% of our brains. No, that's not true.
I think we only use 10% at a time. I think we use 100% of our brain, but just we turn off 90% of it.
Have you seen the news lately? Yeah. I'm not sure they'll be using.
You're probably using 5% these days.
Right. Baby deer are fine. I've pet them all the time. I mean, growing up, they would come around. They're just there. You know, they're right. they have zero fear of people.
Here's one: if you swallow a watermelon seed, it'll grow in your stomach. That was true.
Or gum, 7 years.
Yeah, that one's on there. Sure.
I remember years ago, I was brushing my teeth, and I always mess with the lady and do shock stuff all the time. And so I swallowed the toothpaste after I was done with it. She freaks out. She says, "No, you're going to get white spots on your teeth." Mind you, she's mid-20s. I said, did your mother tell you that when you were like 8? She says, yeah, why? That's why.
How do you get white spots on white teeth?
Exactly.
I'm looking for some white spots
on my
teeth.
There's no logic in it, Ted. She just didn't want her swallowing the toothpaste all the time.
Oh. Blood in your veins
does
is blue.
Does gum come from horses?
Gum?
Chewing gum.
Does it come? No.
Nope. All right.
So. Glue comes from the hooves.
All right, yeah. My brother always told me gum comes from horses. And then for a long time, I believe a certain place had horse meat. Their burgers were square.
That's your brother told me.
I was playing the violin, the thing's horse hair, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. The bow.
Myth, blood in your veins is blue and red in your arteries. They say basically it's a light thing. It's red.
Right.
That's all. That's it. It's just the way the light's hitting. You can look in your skin and you think it's going to be blue. It's not. You should pee on a jellyfish sting. Don't do that. And don't have somebody else do it. Unless you're kind of into that. Dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans. Nope, not true.
That thing that licks its own butthole. Really? Huh.
Mm-hmm. Shaving makes hair grow in thicker. That means if you shave your head, wouldn't it grow in thicker? Uh-huh. Well, that's not going to be true, obviously. But it seems, well, it seems that way in your body. Going outside with a wet hair causes a cold?
That's
not true.
Stupid.
Yeah. You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep with your mouth open?
Yep.
That's that might be false, but you know what the ghost is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can be right-brained or left-brained.
Kinky ghost.
Yeah, that's myth.
That's why they call it a Casper mattress.
You lose 90% of your body heat through your head. True, you lose some heat through your head. But it's more like 10% of heat.
You still lose a lot through your feet?
Not 90. Doesn't say. It's illegal to keep the light on.
If you sit on my couch and you're in sweatpants and you're bitching about how cold you are, finally I'll go, put on some damn socks.
Yes. I agree with that, yeah.
What was the last one on here? Lightning never strikes the same place twice. No, it does.
Then why would you buy what is it called? The thing on top
rod,
of the building.
Lightning rod, yeah.
Also, I don't think all snowflakes are unique.
It does start out.
There's more four-leaf clovers than we think.
Let's challenge everything.
Right? Somebody has my fingerprints.
Amazing. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Men's
random,
Room.
Random.
Hola.
Random. Scott, I'm glad you called. Random. Here is your random question. Do you trim or shave around your nipples?
No.
You let them go all natural?
Oh, yeah. No hair there, really.
Is there any hair on your body other than your facial hair that you normally trim up or take care of?
No. Let it go.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, every once in a while, I got to trim the pubes just because I look and I'm like, yeah, all right, man. You know, Jesus, God.
I think anymore, So the pit hair is getting long, so I'll trim that up a little bit.
Really?
Every once in a while. It gets real long. Then
how long does your pit hair get?
It'll get
like if you held your arm up, like we're talking like this far out.
The hair's
a bit damn, like, yeah, bro. Oh, yeah,
that would be it would be.
I'm like with you.
Street sweeper. Okay.
So then for some reason, there are like 5 spots on my ears where I can look at them like every 1 or 2 months, and there is a very thick hair coming out of the outside.
Yeah, just that random hair for no reason. Yeah. I will be the thickest hair on your body, but I will not be anywhere you want me to be.
Nose hairs. Same coarseness, and but I'll just go to wipe my nose or something, I'll feel something hard poking out. And I'll yank that bad boy out, and look at it, it's like curly and a half an inch long and hard.
All right.
So like that kind of stuff.
I'm trimming it. You know what pisses me off about my nose hairs, right? Sure, you trim them, but I really, I don't know why. Mike, you and I might be related somewhere down the line, because half of my nose hairs are red. I don't know why would you have red nose. So when I look in the mirror, it always looks like there's crap in my nose, right? So I'd blow my nose. I only figured this out like the last 5 years. I'm like, blow my nose. Like, why is this in there? Then you get a big yank, and I'm like, these are red hairs in my nose.
But it does seem like hair grows a lot more around your nipples sometimes than the rest of your chest, stomach, for whatever reason.
most of the time the dudes have hairy nipples. They're a hairy person in general. I don't think I've seen a lot of not so hairy chested dudes who just have hairy nipples. So it's like Betty Boop's eyes looking at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got full coverage. So
yeah, I mean, like, you wouldn't even notice.
Right. Like, I don't know, the nipples hairy?
There's a weird one, but someone on Twitter, somebody on Twitter with 80,000 followers,
all right,
they posted a Twitter poll saying, hey, do you guys shave your nips or leave the hair around them untouched? 6,000 men voted, and 59% of them said no, but 41% of them said yes. They do, in fact, shave their nipples. It was an informal poll, and he just asked that only men vote and that they be honest. The yes votes would also include men who shave their whole chest, and some men also defended their vote, saying that they don't grow chest hair, but only hair around their nipples. And so it looks a little weird, so they need to rein it in.
I mean, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, by the way, we just lost every single caller there on the random question. 206-421-ROCK. I'll trim up around the nipple area.
Really?
Sure.
I don't think I've ever trimmed my chest or my belly. I mean, I'm not super hairy, but there's enough hair there where you're glad I'm not a woman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, man, the hairier the dude, it seemed like they were the sex symbol, right? You had Paul Stanley from Kiss. This was the guy that all the chicks, despite you couldn't see his face, hairy. Burt Reynolds, one of the hairiest men ever. But the whole point
legendary.
Was, right. But always, do you want the open shirt? Because they want to see just this pelt mm-hmm. that you have. And then something happened where it's like these clean-shaven dudes, these Ryan Lochte-looking guys, you know what I mean? And I understand why he shaves. Right. What I'm saying, it seems like that look became the big thing.
So when you guys, how often do you guys take care of your beard? Is that a once-a-week thing? Is that is it more maintenance than that?
Man, I got to start going back to a barbershop. Mine looks awful. I used to go to a barbershop and get it, like, trimmed in at least, like, every 2 weeks. But doing it at home is tougher.
Yeah, but I have a different kind of beard than Ted. So, and I will wash it and all that kind of good stuff. I know the bottom's got split ends. Drives my wife crazy. And I think part of the reason I leave the split ends because the drives are so crazy. But there's not a lot to do.
Sure.
Just comb that.
As far as like shaving around it or like
shaving around, probably like once every 3 days. I'm pretty good about that.
Okay.
So like I did it today, right? I'm like, it's Monday, just pick on. I can feel all the stubble. I'll probably do it again. Yeah, kind of like right. where your neck is now. That's
morning.
Where I was, right?
Right. I should have shaved underneath my beard.
So
on my
I'll
neck.
Probably do it again Thursday morning.
Okay.
That's probably
I'm a once a week shaver.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's right. That's it. I mean, what the hell? It's just
do
us.
Do you have a day you do it?
No. It's just us. Whenever I feel like it.
Okay.
Whenever I have, like, extra time before I come into work.
Because I always start on the Monday. And I always do it because I go, man, it's Monday. You're trying to reset your brain just for work. It's been a weekend. You're mm-hmm. doing whatever. So it sounds stupid. But when I'm in the shower, start focusing, all right, when you get to work, do this, this, and this. And then the little mate, like, if I'm going to trim my pubes, if I'm going to shave, for it, that's the day I'm going to do it because I want to mentally get my... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I need to
it
do
does.
Something.
I feel like if I always buzz my head like on Friday morning.
All right.
I don't, because I'm like.
Weekends.
Yeah.
See, you're single, you're going out. And I'll tell you right now, if I were single and going out, everything I do on Monday, I guarantee you I would do Friday. So when I go into the weekend, no matter how pissed drunk I get, I'm going to look as good as I can look.
Right.
Yes. But, you know, I'm married. I'm just like, look, you let your legs mm-hmm. go. I'm letting the face go. Monday. We'll get back together with smooth skin.
Like this morning I woke up and I really couldn't see my testicles. I'm like, I need to take a razor to these. it's hot. It's you know what I mean? All weekend long, it's like, oh, that's swampy.
Somebody here asked, do you guys trim the, quote, devil's gate? No.
I'll trim the devil's gate down.
Really?
Sure. Yeah, the gooch.
I do not mess with that area.
I do.
I feel like one slip of anything.
You got to be very careful with the clippers. But yeah, I try to get in there.
When you run and stuff like that, it sometimes will irritate that area. Just like the hairs squishing back.
Okay, I don't run, so there's no... That's I have no why, motivation. That's why, there's no reminder that... Well, what about when it's growing back, though, man?
It's not that... I mean, I don't shave it. I kind of just trim it.
Okay.
So it's not...
All right.
Yeah. I just want to see the ridge.
The devil's gate.
The devil's gate.
That's random, a good term.
Random, radio random, friendly? Random. Hello, Derek. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Thank you for having me.
Hola.
Yeah. Derek, let's go with this one. What do you wish Derek was still around? What do you wish was still around?
Oh, man. Still around. Maybe telephones with cords on them.
Okay. Why?
Why would you want that?
Just to feel classy, I guess.
Actually, it might be good because...
So that was just past my error. I was a little too late for it.
Sure. I will say this. One of the nice things about a phone with a cord, not that I mm-hmm. want one, but as I have kids now and I think about... what my parents got to do when I was growing up, which is, if you're having a conversation, that you don't necessarily want everyone to hear. Well, there's nothing you can do about it, but you can only walk as far away.
You can walk around the corner, maybe. So people have gigantic cords.
So they can still kind of hear, but honest to God, you were a little more clever with how, you know, especially when you're a teenager and you're talking about girls or a party coming up and you don't want your parents to know. I know they can hear me. More than that, I know they're listening. So you got real crafty with how you had conversations. You did not spend as much time on the phone. There is something, like for my kids, I would love that, but not for me.
I know a lot more about the etiquette. I think my parents did with my friends, because if they wanted to get a hold of me, they called the home phone.
Right.
So my stepfather knew all my friends. My mom knew all my friends. My sister, who could barely answer the phone, she knew all my friends. My brother.
Of course. And you knew everyone.
And I knew all of their friends, too.
You knew their voice.
It was just a matter of, hey, you know, hello, I'll get him.
Right. You just knew.
It was quick and efficient. The reason we asked, what do you wish was still around? This is some big news. Now, a lot of people will email us every once in a while. We've been on the air here for 17, 18 years. We've had a ton of different features that we brought in and out, obviously.
Sure.
Some have stuck around more so than others as far as the shot of the day has been something we do every single day, no matter what we do.
That's because we drink. I mean, let's not even lie about that. The fact that we do a shot is why shot of the day around. It's our excuse to suck down a drink at work, and the boss says, well, this is a great idea. We're trying to get drunk.
We used to do Bad Joke Friday, but for some reason there was a lull there for a while, or it just seemed like it was the same jokes.
You can't tell dirty jokes, so there's a limited number of clean jokes, infinite world of dirty jokes, but we can't really do the dirty.
It was harder.
Got a lot of racist jokes too.
Yeah. And look, it's not that they weren't funny, but we can't tell them. I mean, highly offensive, very funny. We're not saying this.
One of our favorite things to do, though. And we just kind of did this one on a whim one day. We were
Weed Week.
I think it was April 20th. Figured, hey, we should.
That
celebrate.
Was not why. That was not why we did.
We should celebrate, right?
Do you remember why we did it?
Not exactly, because we wanted to smoke weed.
I bitched about hiccups, right? And we were talking about everyone has hiccup cures. Don't bother to send them. I've seen them all. So I said the one thing that works, at least temporarily, but 100% of the time, is smoking weed. And I had hiccups on the air that day. And you said, well, why don't you smoke weed? Would anyone be able to tell the difference? This is literally the conversation we had. We said, I don't know. And that is how Weed Week was born. So we said, okay, we're going to start getting stoned and see if you can tell the difference.
But also 50% of the time we were high.
Sure.
I mean, depending on the day, depending on what was going on before that. I mean,
but this was about getting real.
Real, like obnoxiously high.
Doing the show stoned is kind of how we choose to do the show. I'm not going to lie to anybody about that. But as far as how high you get right, it's like having a drink at work. Like, you're not going to drink 15 shots of Jack Daniels. You might do two or three if you can cover yourself that way, right? So same thing with the weed.
Yeah. Well, Weed Week was one of our favorite things. And obviously, with the legalization of marijuana in our state, that was not the same as everywhere else. And one thing that holds true is we are under the feds' watch as far as our license is concerned and all the things that they grant us here, because we're governed by the FCC, which is a federal, there are federal institutions to the point where the tower, the light on top of the tower, the granting of the license to a company to be able to own it, to uphold the standards of broadcasting, all these
different
things.
But it's the same as like the weed shops, right? They, on the federal level, they can't do anything with their money. Hence all this, right? Because the credit card companies
can't do it.
That's
why they keep getting shut down.
Exactly. So yeah, the Fed, because it's not recognized federally, whatever you do in a state, there's still certain rules that apply to you, whether it's legal or not.
And look, we've always wanted to have our own weed. As soon as we had Men's Room Red, the next thing we wanted to do was have Men's Room Green so that people could celebrate the holidays accordingly.
You don't know if people came to us, though.
Christmas
like,
time.
Dude, we want to name this after you. We got the Strand. And we said, man, we would love to. We really would. I'd love to put my stamp on a weed that I can be proud of. But, like, we can't legally do that.
No. And then we get the memo right before 420 every year from our company. Doesn't matter what company you work for in the business, they all send out the same memo. Hey, guys, we can't glorify this. We can't do anything about this. Remember, our license is still governed by the feds. This is still not okay with them. That's why you don't hear marijuana commercials on the radio station, because we're not allowed to take those dollars with a federal license. Well, here you go. On Friday, Congress took a major step forward toward allowing radio and television stations the ability to accept cannabis advertising in states where it has been legalized.
All right.
The House Appropriations Committee advanced the fiscal year 2023 bill, which includes language that would prevent the FCC
from taking administrative action against broadcasters that accept cannabis ads as long as cannabis has been legalized in the state or jurisdiction in which the station is licensed.
Well, I do believe it has, hasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The bill is seen as a milestone toward leveling the playing field for broadcasters to capitalize on what is projected to be an $18.4 billion industry this year alone. In states that have approved cannabis for medical and or adult use, local TV and TV stations, we are currently unable to accept those ads from legally authorized cannabis distributors because stations, again, operate under the FCC license. However, competitors to local radio, like cable and satellite and internet and print and magazines and billboards and social media, they're free to accept all the marijuana ads they want.
Sure.
Yep. We're the only ones who can't do it. Until maybe Friday. The National Association of Broadcasters, they applauded the House committee's move. As the vast majority of states have legalized cannabis in some form, today marks a long overdue step toward finally allowing broadcasters to receive equal treatment regarding cannabis advertising that other forms of media have had for years. The budget will still need to be approved by the full House and the Senate, but there's a step. We're closer.
Good. All right. I want to bring Weed Week back because they asked, can you scale down on Weed Week? Can you kick it back? We said, look, aside from the fact that we have fun doing it, it became this big ass thing. I mean, even your kids, you know, right. Hey guys, I'm on Weed Week.
Like, even if it was Jack in the Box and Fourth Meal that wanted to sponsor Weed Week.
Sure.
We just couldn't do Weed Week. It wasn't that it had to be a weed company that sponsored the event.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
right.
We couldn't do Weed Week, so the Taco Bell couldn't say proud sponsors of, you know, whoever it is. You know, Jack in the Box, Fourth Meal, eat late night. We've got a stoner box for you. You know we do. We advertise it on TV.
We just called something different. Right? Right? But you know what we're talking about.
Right. You know what the hell this is. Come on, people. Random.
Sorry, just reading some of the comments here. They're all for it.
Oh, good.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Y'all, what up?
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jeff. Jeff, what have you used to clean up yourself other than toilet paper? In a desperate situation, toilet paper was around.
It's never not that. Have you ever had toilet paper available and said, you know what, I'm going to use my sock? Like, it's only
comfort.
You're right.
Yeah, something that's gone
wrong.
If
toilet paper is an option, that is what you would use 100% of the time.
Dad, I feel like you've been having a tough toilet paper month here. A lot of rough toilet paper.
Some rough ones. Yeah, my brother had bad stuff. We had bad stuff here. I had a bad stomach. That's some sore buttocks.
Okay. So what have you used to clean up other than toilet paper?
Bidet. Those are nice.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I ripped my shirt off. I mean, I've done that.
There you go.
Wait, you've done that how many times?
Man, you know, it's been a lot of drunken nights, so...
I mean, I feel like I should stop at one. I feel like the first time I have to wipe my ass with my own shirt, I'm like, man, I got to make a change.
Well,
but when you're partying in the woods when you're younger, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, the woods. Mm-hmm. But you didn't consider leaves? Or, like, I want to pick anything before I use it.
I don't know. See, I don't do the leaves.
Okay. Well, there's been times where I didn't quite make it to the toilet, but I still can make it to the toilet, so to speak. So I didn't completely, evacuate. I still had some more in there, but I still got to the toilet. And then I basically just hopped on over to the shower.
Sure.
It's going to be a loss. So I might as well just get in.
But see, at home,
get it over with.
Fine. Like he said, out in the woods, sucks. Public, sucks. Public stall, there's no toilet paper. Sucks. Especially if there's
honey bucket.
Oh, God.
Because you don't want to be doing that in there anyway.
No, it's the last thing I want to do in the
house. First thing I do when I've been in these situations and there's no toilet paper in there? What do you do, Ted? Other than, you know, try to clean up the
mess. If there's no sock.
Yeah. Socks, always a good call.
You have no socks, right?
But this first thing I do when I stand up after I clean myself, I look and see the date when the guy came in. I'm like, you son of a bitch, that's 6 days you haven't been in here. No wonder there's no goddamn toilet paper. You haven't serviced this thing in 6 days.
I've been caught doing it. Always check. Always check.
Yes.
The one time I didn't, I got burned.
The problem is this, man. You're 1,000% correct. Always check when you go to the honey bucket. After a certain age, if I'm using the honey bucket, I probably don't have the clarity of mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? To think to look for toilet paper.
You're right. That is a nightmare scenario.
Yes, it is.
Or you're in a bathroom and there's none in that stall and you've got to figure out a way to waddle your way into the other one.
But you just want to get there before anyone else. I've done it here.
That's right. I've done it here. It's fine. I can deal with that. But having to waddle back to your campsite because you didn't check and then, like, you didn't make it safely.
Yeah. The reason we asked, what have you used to clean up other than toilet paper? Lifehacker.com just did a whole write-up on this very topic, and they might have gotten a little too creative with a few solutions. Here's what they suggest if you are in a public bathroom and there is no toilet paper.
All right.
Number one, actually use the cardboard roll.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be uncomfortable, won't do much, but it's an option. Number two, check your pockets for paper. Things like receipts or old wrappers could work. Number three, depending on how you're doing, use $1 bills. It'll be the most expensive bathroom visit of your life.
No!
But it's the most common type of paper we carry around.
But what if you just went to the ATM and all you have are 20s?
Hopefully you've got a lot of ones, it says. Maybe you had a good night dancing.
I sacrifice my underpants before good American money.
I agree.
Use a water bottle as a makeshift bidet. Try to squirt it down in there.
Ted, let me see your water bottle real quick.
And number five.
Yeah. Get out of here.
As Jeff said.
Mine doesn't even have a squirt on it.
You got to sacrifice some wardrobe. Give me real bad. Yeah. Sacrifice some wardrobe. If you're desperate, things like socks, underwear, and undershirts could get the job done. Just don't flush them. Again, there's one more option. That'd be to go sleeveless.
Yeah.
I mean, depending where I am, it's either socks or sleeveless.
Hmm? Worst case, at least if there's a sink in the honey bugger, you can use your hand and rinse your hands off.
Yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine. Count out the categories today, the 4th of July, and musical instruments. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.